Thank you. Before I begin, I want to share with you how very difficult it has been for me to work on this presentation. Most of my discomfort stems from the fact that I am obese, a fact that cannot be hidden. These perceptions have not diminished while I've been here at APHA. And unfortunately, I have nothing to disclose. Okay, these are very common. The next couple of slides just give you an overview on body image. The data came from the American College Health Association. And as you can see, 67% of females and 59% of males had normal weight, and very few had underweight, and then the overweight and obese category, the rest. And you do notice where the one blue state is here. There's been a trend throughout all of the United States in seeing the increase in the percent of obesity. I think we all need to know why Colorado remains in such good condition. Previous research has found that the majority of people believe their weight was about right. However, males typically perceive their body weight to be lower than actual, and also the males seem to care less about what their body weight looks like. The methodology we used was at a designated Hispanic serving university, and it's so named because we have more than 25% of the student body as Hispanic. Students from my graduate applied statistics course attempted to gather a representative sample by doing the following. We have 8 colleges at our university, and so they looked at each one of the colleges, looked at the different types of colleges, different majors, looked at course numbers so that they could cover both undergraduate and graduate, and then looked at time of delivery for the courses. And then the professors were contacted, given permission, and then self-administered surveys within the courses. We had over 1,000 in our sample. And when we looked at the data for the sample, it was almost exactly like the population at the university. Primarily female, primarily undergraduate. And what we found really interesting was that 75.4% were born in the US. However, over half of them spoke a language other than English at home. Ethnically, again, about a third of them were Caucasian. We had 26.9% Hispanic. And I do want to note that I collapsed the ethnicity for other, but they were primarily Armenian, Middle Eastern. We did have some that were biracial and multiracial. And the age was higher than a typical college population. If you look at the breakdown for BMI, over half of the total population had a normal weight. But if you look at the relationship of gender and BMI, more men than women were obese or overweight. And more women than men had normal weight. Looking at depressive affect and the relationship of gender with depressive affect, following typical data and research in the literature, women did seem to have more signs of depressive affect, although men had 22.4%, and it was significant. Looking at the relationship of gender, depressive affect, and BMI, there was no significance if we look at the under and normal weight categories, but there was a significant if we looked at overweight and obese. Okay, 2 measurements of discrimination were taken. One of them was where we asked, have you ever been treated unfairly, badly, or discriminated against because of your weight? And the second one was, have you ever been treated unfairly, badly, or discriminated against because of your physical appearance? 2 different measures. And when we looked at the relationship of gender and treated badly due to weight, there was a significance for overweight and obese, but not for underweight and normal weight. Different, however, was when we looked at treated unfairly due to physical appearance. And within the obese category, 67.8% said that they had been treated unfairly, compared to 43.4% for the normal category. Thank you. Okay. And now looking within each of the four designated BMI categories, if we looked at treated unfairly due to weight, we had 67.8% within the obese category, and as you can see, very few said that they were treated unfairly within the normal category. Looking at the relationship between gender, BMI, and treated unfairly, within the male category, 58.0% said they were treated unfairly if obese, but within the female, 80.0% said they were treated unfairly. Okay. There was no significance in the relationship between BMI and depressive affect, just looking at those two variables together. And no significant relationship between BMI, depressive affect, within gender. So if we looked at all of the males, there was no difference. Within all of the females, there was no difference. When comparing the relationship of gender and depressive affect within those treated unfairly versus those that said they were not treated unfairly, there was no significant difference within the group that said they were not treated unfairly. However, there was when we looked at those that did say they were treated unfairly. And looking at issues between gender, depressive affect, continually throughout the data, all of the relationships between gender and depressive affect were maintained throughout the analyses, but there were not significant differences for under or normal weight. When we looked at the separate categories, there were when we looked at overweight and obese. Interestingly, about BMI alone, it did not appear to be associated with depressive affect in this data set. And again, this is a unique college population in that our average age is 24, where it's not, we have older people in the undergraduate program. However, when we added treated unfairly due to weight and the people due to weight, then we did find there was an impact on the relationship between gender and depressive affect. Did not appear when we looked at discrimination by physical appearance, which I found interesting. Okay. So the findings suggest that the possible direction and impact of social and cultural normative beliefs about obesity have a huge impact when we look at depressive affect or possibly other measurements of mental health. It is also evident that feeling discriminated against due to weight or physical appearance have different manifestations related to mental health as measured using depressive affect. The relationship of self-esteem has been shown to correlate strongly with depressive affect, and I believe Dr. Robinson, you're going to talk about that as well, and should be analyzed whenever we talk about BMI and perceived body image. So some of the issues that have been coming out during the APHA conference, and also I attended another conference just preceding this, was the continual placement of college students, young adults. There are two data sets. We can look at either children and adolescents, or we can look at adults. But college students can go into either manifestation of data, and it's not really sure where they fit. Perhaps we need more different methods of data collection for this population. Some of the things that we need to think about that I can't answer is why there are differences in perceived discrimination for weight, but the differences do not carry through when we look at perceived discrimination by physical appearance. So why is that different in the response systems? One of the things that seemed, one of the things that seemed to follow through the conference this year were the issues of social, obviously social justice, but a lot of the presentations that I went to were focused on behavioral modification for weight and individual behavior. But I really believe that we need to think more on the ecological systems approach, social, cultural, community approaches for studying obesity. More importantly, we in public health must remember to look at the relationships of mental health and whatever measurement you use, to look at the multiple health behaviors, both preventive and risk. And we must make an effort to get beyond blame the victim mentality as it relates to the very complex issue of obesity. Thank you. Question? There were so many things that we did do in this data set that it would be overwhelming to talk about them here. But yes, there were differences. Another limitation on this data set is that we didn't ask if they were participating in sports. We don't have as vibrant an athletic department as some other universities. So I don't know where we have males showing a higher BMI, if that has anything to do with participating in sports. We don't have a football team, if that means anything. Yes?
What is the survey instrument that you use?
The students create it every year, and boy, do they complain. But we look at an overview of health issues, risk behavior, preventive health. We have a lot of psychosocial factors included, obviously demographics. Some of the areas I didn't even touch upon here, where we have lists of stressors, and we also have social support. We do have self-esteem in this. Sometimes they have questions about self-efficacy as related to sexual behaviors, but it's really an overview, and then we use it to help the university plan health education programs.
We have time for one more question.
You know, that's one of the things that I didn't report here. But we do have measurements. We have additional measurements of discrimination. We asked them if they felt discriminated against because of age, gender, ethnicity, a whole list of questions. And I didn't do the analysis here, but I do believe a lot of the students, in talking to them and anecdotally in my classrooms, that there are a lot of reasons that they do feel discriminated against. Okay, thank you.